In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to
God. Brothers and sisters, today we celebrate the feast of St. Andrew, the first called of the apostles. We'll speak a little bit about the life of St. Andrew. Then we'll speak as a secondary item in the sermon about the net as an illustration of the work of God and the salvation of the entire world. And then we'll look at the topic of evangelism as something that we wholeheartedly embrace as Orthodox Christians. So just last Sunday we spoke about Thanksgiving as the spirit, and it's at the very core of what we do. Just this past week we had that civil commemoration of Thanksgiving. Some of you were able to gather here in the church while Father Daniel led the celebration of the Divine Liturgy, where we had that wonderful anaphora, the offering up of thanksgiving to God, the offering up of the bread and the wine, which was transfigured, the offering up of each and every one of us who are filled with that grace and that communion with God in the Divine Liturgy. As Orthodox Christians, we know the Divine Liturgy is not just for Thanksgiving Day, but it's throughout the whole year that we continually offer up this thanks. Likewise, evangelism is not just for the time of Pentecost, but it's for each and every day of the year. St. Andrew, who is called the first call, was one of the 12 disciples. He initially was a disciple of St. John the Baptist, together with St. John the Theologian. In the Gospel of St. John, he writes about how these two disciples of St. John the Baptist were out in the wilderness. And St. John the Baptist points out the Christ to his disciples, and he says, "Behold the Lamb of God, the one who takes away the sin of the world." And John the Theologian and Andrew, this first called of the 12, began to seek after this Christ, after this Messiah. Andrew was a fisherman. He was from Bethsaida on the Sea of Galilee. His brother Peter, who became the chief of the apostles, was also a fisherman there with their father Jonas. Peter and Andrew, after seeing miraculous catch of fish, later followed the Lord, and they traveled with him for these 3 years of his earthly ministry. They witnessed his crucifixion, his death, his resurrection, his ascent into heaven. And when they receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, then they go out and they preach. And they do the work of the evangelists. They proclaim the good news to the whole world. Recorded in the life of St. Andrew that he visits numerous places. He goes through Macedonia, goes through the Caucasus, he goes even to Kievan Rus, to the modern-day site of Novgorod. He comes to the small city at the time of Byzantium, which would later become Constantinople. He finally suffers a martyr's death on the cross. St. Andrew's cross is often depicted as an X-shaped cross. This is because he felt himself unworthy to die as the Lord Jesus Christ, cross upright. St. Andrew's cross is also often depicted with three bars. Those who are of Slavic background know that the three-bar cross finds its origin in St. Andrew. It was said that when he traveled to these lands of Rus, that he carried with him a life-size cross. And on it were three bars. And it was St. Andrew who was credited for turning that bottom bar, the footstool, and it indicated that the wise thief would enter into heaven, into paradise, while the foolish thief would go the opposite direction. St. Andrew is an example for us of one who follows the Lord, and he leads others to follow him as well. I'll speak a little bit about this when we get to the discussion of evangelism. I want to introduce to you this image of the net. And some of you have heard this image before, but it bears repeating again. You picture a net, like a fisherman's net, that is spread out over the whole world and connected at the points of intersection. This is an illustration of the entire human race, both the living and the departed, who are connected, who share this common human nature. And when one aspect of that net is pulled, the other parts move as well. So much so that one little pull in one direction on this side of the earth affects those on the other side of it, like a ripple that travels across the whole earth. This is how connected we are as human beings. Twins know this the best. Those who, any twins here? Okay. Twins know that if something's going on with their twin, they have a sense, they have a feeling that something's happening there. Sometimes this happens among siblings, or among spouses, or among close friends. We have a certain inner feeling that something is not right. Or perhaps that something is wonderfully great. And then we give that person a call, we talk to them, and we find out, yes, something did happen. Something is going on. We have this kind of interconnection between each and every one of us. This net is an image of that. And as we are in the Nativity season, where we celebrate the incarnation of God, who came down from heaven and became a point on that net, became a human being, like unto each and every one of us, sharing that same human nature, sharing that same relationship with us that we have with one another. When he became man, he elevated us. He took our human nature and lifted it up, as if he took a point on the net and lifted it up to heaven. And wonderfully, all of those points that surrounded him, those who were close to him, Andrew the first called, Peter, James, John, 12 disciples, murmuring women, all those people who followed the Lord, they were lifted up too because they were close to that point on the net. Christ ascends into heaven, and then he promises this wonderful gift of the Holy Spirit so that each and every point on the net, not just those who lived in Palestine in the first century and who were close to him, but each and every point on the net could be lifted up by the grace of God. And he sends down this grace upon the whole world so that we could all be lifted up and so that we could help uplift one another. When we think about evangelism, we have to remember that this is our task. This is our task, to be lifted up by the Lord and to help uplift others. Evangelism sometimes gets a bad rap. There's people think in today's society evangelism is getting a megaphone and going out into a street corner and crying repentance. And there is an aspect to that. There is a ministry there that's important. St. John the Baptist was built that wonderfully. To give you an example, a modern day, in our own area, of someone who's doing something similar. Actually, something similar to what St. Andrew is doing. You go down to the Ocean City Boardwalk, you'll see wonderful sculptures in the sand. Who's seen those Christian sculptures? The Last Supper, the Ten Commandments, the cross, the resurrection. These wonderful scenes of the Lord are depicted there. Some of you might be aware that the person who does those sculptures is a devout Christian. Some of you would even see a devout Christian carrying a large life-size cross. Who's seen that? Carries a large cross with a wheel on the bottom, so he's not dragging, it's not too difficult. And there's a place for that. There's an importance for that. Because people, through that, can think about God, remember what he's done for us, and give thanks to him for that, and follow him. But today we're not going to speak about that. We're going to speak about a different type of evangelism. And this is the evangelism that we see in the first call, Apostle Andrew. What did Andrew do after it was pointed out that this Jesus was the Christ? But he went and he got his brother Peter. And he said, Peter, come here. The one we've been waiting for, he's here. The Messiah has come. Come and see. Come and see. Andrew went to the immediate people in his life, his family. Certainly he went to his friends. And he said, come and see. Immediately he was becoming a point that was being lifted up, and those around him were likewise being lifted up by his following of the Lord and by his invitation to others to simply come and see. You know, when we speak about this community, we think about our ministry here. This last Sunday, we spoke about how we gather together here at the church. And at this very altar, we offer up our thanksgiving. And it's, in a sense, a whirlwind that brings earth up to heaven. The incense ascends up, and together with it, our prayers, our minds, our hearts, our souls, our bodies, everything is offered up. This altar is a whirlwind to heaven. And when we assemble, we offer everything up. But after Sunday's finished, we each go to our own homes. Different places, and in this parish, we're pretty spread out. Often Milton. Some people even travel up from Stone Hill and even Virginia, Salisbury. We've had people even come from Dover, from all over. People come here, And then they go home. And when each and every one of us goes home, we go home with that commission. A commission to follow the gospel, to live the evangelical life, be a disciple. And not only to be a disciple, but to be an apostle. Somebody who's sent to share that good news. What does evangelism mean? Do I know what that word means, evangelism? What's the Greek word behind it? Evangelismos or evangelion? What is this?
Evangelion.
This is evangelism. This is the gospel. And what does gospel mean? The good news. The good news. We're called to share good news. How wonderful is that? This world needs good news. Where there's so much sorrow, enmity, and hatred, and sickness, and death. There's so much bad news. We have the wonderful privilege of having not only good news. If there were a word for this, it would be the best news, right? The best news, because everything is overcome in Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Savior of the world. We have the best news that could possibly. You know, in one of St. Paul's epistles, he spoke about unity. He said there is one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father over all. And then he says something so amazing. He says, of the God and Father, he's above all. That's not so amazing, we know that. But he also says that he's through all and in all. Think about that. God, the Heavenly Father, is not only above all, but through and in all. He dwells in each and every one of us, and you know he dwells in each and every person who's not in this church. Because God is life, and he's given his life to everyone. Now, does that undermine Christianity? By no means. It upholds the unbounding love of God to share his very being with others. Well, then what is the purpose of Christianity? The Lord says this so wonderfully. He says, I have come that they may have not only life, but life more abundant. Life more abundant. This is what the church has to offer. This is the gospel. That we not only can live biologically, but we can live spiritually. That we can live in communion with God, who is virtue preeminence. Wisdom, love, mercy, compassion, strength. He is every good thing in an infinite way, and we're called to participate more and more in that. And through the work of Jesus Christ, we're able to. What a wonderful life we have. What a wonderful gospel we've been entrusted with. What great news. Brothers and sisters, let us partake of this more abundant life. Let us offer up our thanksgiving to God. Let us go home to our households and live in the context of this newness of life. Let us invite others who are looking, because everyone is looking for a better life. Invite them to come and see the Messiah, the Christ, the Son of the living God. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God.